Hi, everybody. I'm Billy Morgan for This Date in Harding Sports. I'm joined today by phone with former Harding cross country and track and field coach Steve Guymon. Coach, thank you for taking the time to visit with me today.
That's my pleasure.
Today, we look back to April 2nd, 2005. Future Olympian Janet Cherubon Baucom broke the Harding record in the 5,000 meters by more than a minute at the Gatorade Classic. Steve Guymon, what are your memories from this performance?
We just come off an indoor season where she won the national championship in the 5,000 meters that year indoors and ran 16:19, which set a national record. We were only a couple of weeks out of nationals from indoors, so she was, you know, in pretty good shape still, and she wanted to go ahead and get a national qualifying mark in, so she just took off and did an unbelievable job. We had plans to run a 10,000 another few weeks later at Tennessee, so we had to get a 5,000 in. I just wanted to try to get a qualifying mark and move on, and she's an extremely hard competitor, and she ended up, I don't know how many times, left the field. She had no one around her, really, and, you know, broke the school record, but also established herself as, I mean, that was an automatic qualifier, so she was done with that. She had a very good sense of pace and knew how to do things on her own, so she didn't need a, you know, a whole lot of people or someone to push her. She could do that on her own, and that was just one of those days she did that.
She would go on and win two more national championships later that season as well, outdoor.
Yes, she did. She was just on one of these rolls. I mean, athletes get on it. They have a year where things just click all the time, and she just was, everything was just hitting that year. And then when nationals came around, she was automatically qualified in both. And there was a really, really good girl from Adams that she actually beat indoor. We got to national championship, and I believe it was at Abilene, if I remember right. And she ran with that girl. They kind of broke away from the field about halfway through the race. And about halfway, Janet been clicking off. Like, the first thing was a 10,000 meters first race, and she's clicking off like 80 seconds, 78 seconds per lap that we've been training for, and all of a sudden she just popped a 72, and the girl came with her. She rested for a minute, and then she hit another one. I mean, just smashed another 400 and just broke that girl's concentration, and so she went on and left her, and she did the same thing in the 5,000 meters, and that girl got second in both, but she ended up winning both those races and really just broke away about halfway through, and probably at that time she could have run a lot faster than 16:25, but when you get to put championships and things like that, it becomes more strategical, and there's no doubt in my mind she probably could have, if we'd have had a race set up to where she was going for a time, she probably had been low 16s, maybe even broke it by then. I don't know.
Coach, talk about Janet's journey from Kenya to Harding. How was she discovered?
Well, if I'm getting the story right, she came to Harding the year before I got there. Brian Phillips, the coach then, someone called him, if I remember right, I think it was her coach in Kenya, had known Brian and had called Brian and said, look, this girl, Janet, was supposed to go to Alabama. It didn't work out. She's flown over here. They're not taking her. You know, do you have any room? And so Coach Phillips said, yeah, I'll take her. And he knew the coach there and trusted him. So she came over and she ran her first year. You know, in her first year, I think she was number two or three runner. She had some injury problems, like a lot of people from Kenya will, their first couple of years, because they're used to running on dirt and grass, and we have a lot of concrete and ups and downs and tracks and things. And when I took over her sophomore year, we started figuring out what was wrong with her shins, how to fix that. And Doc City, she probably saw Doc City, Gym City, I don't know how many times during her sophomore and junior years, and we got some orthotics for her and a lot of other things, and things started healing up. And once she kind of started running a little bit of pain-free, she just started setting the world on fire. I inherited a very, very talented runner.
Coach, she was a member of the 2012 U.S. Olympic team competing in the 10,000 meters. I know you're very proud of her, and I've heard stories of her work ethic to get better and better. Can you talk a little bit about her work ethic?
One, she's a very tough competitor. She was, she always kind of set her goals pretty high, and, you know, she was very coachable. I do a lot of pace work and things like that, so when she was in college, you know, I didn't know exactly how good she was going to be or what she could do. I know that the couple of years, how quick she dropped those times, I'm like, man, this is pretty impressive. And So that was about 2005, I think, or six. And so she continued running after she graduated from college and started running some marathons and things like that and started doing very well. And she moved to an area where she could train at altitude and get, that's where a lot of distance runners go. And I think at the year of 2012, she wanted to make the marathon team at the Olympic Games. She had been running very well in the marathons and was ranked as one of the top marathoners in the country. And because of the way we do things, you have to place. I mean, you have to be on your mark that particular day. It doesn't matter if you're one of the best in the country and you just have a bad day. You have to place top three. And so that particular day, I think she got fourth in Marathon Charles. So she was, you know, pretty devastated. It was obviously, that's still very good. And but she was pretty devastated, and but she had qualified for Olympic trials in 10,000 meters. That was probably between the two races, not her best race, but she ended up going to the trials a few months later. They have the marathon trials very early, so she was able to start training specifically for the 10, and then she went to the 10,000 meters and ran the Olympic trials, and I don't remember her place, but obviously it was top three. She made the team and, you know, and then went to Olympic Games and made the finals. I remember watching it. We got a picture of it at the Harding locker room of her running the 10,000 meters, and I still have one in my office at other places. So pretty unique. As a coach, I think you always dream of having people run the Olympic Games, and, you know, especially in track and field or swimming or things like that. And so that was a pretty awesome feeling, knowing that one time, you know, you worked with her and you can see her progress and what she has done.
Well, it's been great to look back at the career of Janet Cherubon Baucom. Coach Guyman, thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed our visit and wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Thanks to former Harding cross country and track and field coach Steve Guyman for joining us for this date in Harding Sports. For HardingSports.com, this is Billy Morgan. Have a great day, everybody.